So let's do a little meditation then. Okay, so this meditation is going to be modification of what Dr. Ply has shared, or maybe just a different version that is close to what he has shared for all of us to do on a regular basis. So this will be a little bit longer, maybe, or a little bit shorter, depending on where which program you've been in, because he's been sharing it throughout different programs, throughout different events. And then it gets reinforced, and it was just reinforced yesterday on a call to the general public. And it has been offered to the general public as well. So we're able to share it here with everyone. And then please do this as much as you can throughout the day. And even when you're at work or with you're talking to someone, all you need to do is bring your attention or your awareness to your nostrils. Okay, so just doing that now before we even get into the meditation. Bring your attention to your nostrils. And then other stuff is going on around you. Thoughts are popping up. Maybe something, you're thinking about something because it's been tweaked by the conversation that we've had. Where is your attention? So bring your attention to your nostrils and feel your nostrils. So, like we do with the kids, until they get that sensitivity and can separate their attention from what's going on in their environment and then bringing it towards their nostrils, just lightly touch your nostrils, right, with your hand, finger or whatever. Or you can put your hand in front, and then once you feel a different sensation, a different energy, take your hand away. Or you can leave it there, whatever you want to do. But just bring your attention. Start to learn or develop that focus or that immediate connection with your nostrils all the time, whether you're meditating or not. If you bring your attention, awareness, focus, all those words mean the same thing. Connection, alignment to your nostrils, and you feel some energy coming in up through the nostrils. It can be related to the movement of your breath, but that doesn't really matter. You don't want to stop breathing completely, or if you do, great, you're a great yogi. If you want to jump from being, this is the first time that you're doing this, and then you're frustrated that you're not at that great yogi level yet, don't be frustrated. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Your breath is going to keep you alive, okay? But there's going to be some other energy that you're going to feel just by focusing on the nostrils. So close your eyes now, if you haven't already. Close your eyes. Put your attention inside the two nostrils. So we'll take it step by step. Your attention is in the right nostril. You're imagining or experiencing an energy, maybe a tingling sensation. There's something happening that will be expressed to you and only you. The sinuses may drain. You might feel the nostril clears. So the right nostril is being attended to, and not just as a full right nostril experience, but feel something moving from the outside of the right nostril and then moving all slowly, 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 gradually, very minute movements. You know, you're scanning that whole nostril. Maybe you'll scan it fast at first or broad spectrum at first, but now take it slow. And feel the energy moving up step by step. And as it's going up, it's going to activate your attention to be shifted to the left side. So again, can be a broad perspective of what is happening in the left nostril from the entry point of the left nostril and then moving up. Again, you can have scanned it back and forth. And then it slows and you get control of your focus on that left nostril, the energy or some movement, some experience is happening in the left nostril. Very tiny movements going up, up, now, both nostrils are activated, or the awareness of this connection to the life force, the prana, the Holy Spirit, the Aru, the divinity within you is being activated by your focus on the two nostrils and this movement going up both nostrils, right and left, and then it meets or converges at a point just above the bridge of the nose where the two nostrils meet on the forehead that corresponds with the pituitary gland. So that spot between your two eyebrows at the bridge of the nose where the two nostrils meet. You can put your finger there lightly. Activate it. You can tap on it even. Gently. And then take it away, but hold that focus, that sensation of your awareness of the Holy Spirit, the holy breath, the prana, the life force, the God, the goddess, your higher self, some spiritual energy is pulling you to only commune with it at the level of the nostrils and at the level of the pituitary gland, the spot between your two eyebrows, the third eye in the subtle body. Simultaneously, those two power spots, the nostrils and the pituitary, the nostrils and the spot between the two eyebrows, the nostrils and your third eye, merge. Now at this point, the Holy Spirit is descending into you. Make an internal prayer that this Holy Spirit, this holy breath, this communion with your higher self, God consciousness that is available to all across the universe, this universal force, life force that permeates everything in heaven and on earth. Allow it through your focus on your nostrils. Keep coming back to your nostrils and to that third eye pituitary spot between your two eyebrows. There's a force or a pressure or a tingling, some sensation is being activated so that you connect. And this Holy Spirit fills your brain, your body, your soul. Now, as that's happening, you're imagining Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. He just appeared. And all the divine beings have appeared because you're in a meditative state. Now you feel their presence even more because you've tapped into your subtle body by focusing on the nostrils and the pituitary. You're locked on, you're logged on, you're activating your brain to connect with this life force energy. So it's permeating into the pineal, deeper into the brain, the middle of the brain. The whole brain is absorbing now this Holy Spirit, the prana, the life force. Dr. Pillai is standing in front of you. He's beaming your third eye to even activate it more. And all divine beings are surrounding you, protecting you, helping you to feel more at ease, allowing this energy to expand and heal your body, mind, and soul. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Receive the blessing, the activation in the nostrils, the third eye area, the spot between your two eyebrows. Feel it as if it is a lock and key. The key is your connection to the beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. The lock is activated. The keyhole of the lock is activated by your attention on your nostrils and third eye. all negativity is being absorbed by these divine beings surrounding you, pulling it out of you. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Saksha Param Brahma Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha. Receive grace flowing through you from head to toe. Your whole body is tingling. It feels it like it's expanding, growing, disappearing, immersing into the ocean of consciousness that you are a part of and contributing to. Receive the blessings. Receive the blessings. Receive the blessings. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasme Shri Guruve. Amen. 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 Om. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. May you be filled with the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the holy breath, all divine beings, all spiritual masters, blessings of the Guru, Dr. Pillai, Babaji, during this meditation, and as you let go of the meditation, you can keep your attention on your nostrils. and on the spot between your two eyebrows. And continue to receive the blessings in your life hereafter. Slowly, slowly come back to yourselves. When you're ready, you can bring your attention to your body, consciousness, to the surroundings. Slowly, slowly come back. You can open your eyes at any time or leave them closed if you are on